Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Weekly Conversation. I think it's what it is. Trying to figure out how to do this. One second, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let me see if I can text. Trying to figure out something. Always. Oh, I don't know why I'm going to do it. Yeah, Wifey, if you can, my producer, if you can share this on my page. I'm trying to share it on my page. I don't know. I already got it on the conversation. I don't know why I can't. Anywho, I'm trying to share it. I don't know why I can't. Because I know I have no problem sharing this. Here we go. We're back, though. We're live. I've just been trying to figure out what's going on because I couldn't share it. But what a conversation we got for you today, folks. Seriously, we do. We do. It was a great show. Of my new job, getting to 5 a.m. I'm afraid I'm gonna sleep till like 3 a.m. Like, I can't go back to bed, so not too bad, not too shabby. But I'm gonna get into this because I've already been chewed gum, News Network, ABC. Edit video from 2017. Point Kentucky and says it's Syrian war zone and that Trump takes all the troops out. It's a bad idea, even though all these liberals. We need to get the troops out of Syria. We need to get the troops out of Syria. As soon as he does what they want, then they gotta flip. Get into that. West Texas Cowboys. They're a different kind of breed. West Texas, man, of World War II. For 100 cards for his 100th birthday and got 100,000. That's what happens when Americans come together. A lady at the TSA was stopped because she was holding 20 bags of hot Cheetos because they might explode because they're so hot. They're flaming hot. Flaming hot Cheetos. And she was stopped. I'll get into why. And there some actual reasoning for it. I won't get into that. California is going to ban lunch shaming. Yes. That's right. You can't lunch shame in California. Sounds like a good idea. But it's like the ITIN numbers. There's a downside, and I'll get into that one. Gavin Newsom, yeah, you screwed on that one. Just like California is screwed. An Arkansas woman allegedly claimed her husband made her a meth sandwich. She had paraphernalia on her. Really? Sort of like that lady that said that the cocaine just magically by wind flew into her bag. What happened, officers? I was driving along and all of a sudden I scared this guy and suddenly out floating in the air was this kilo of cocaine. I don't know what to do. And it landed in my bag. That's how it got there, I swear. President Donald J. Trump is demanding that the Casper the Friendly Ghost, you know, the whistleblower that doesn't exist, yeah, he's demanding that that whistleblower testify. Oh, yes, yeah. And I can't, I'm going trick-or-treating this year. I'm going to Michigan for Halloween, and I'm going trick-or-treating. Because that's my crap, after my doctor's appointment at 3 now. I want to go to Illinois somewhere. I want, because they're finding THC edibles when kids are trick-or-treating. I want to know where they're finding them, because I'm going. Also, what's the solution to the crisis of being united? Getting to that and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you're a part of it. I really hope you. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the conversation page. You can listen on Blog Talk Radio. I do have a PayPal link. 100% of it goes to my PayPal to help the conversation, keep it going, keep it not free. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is, I'm doing it earlier because I got to be at 5 a.m. So, yeah, now I have a badge, so I have to, like, thank you for calling security. Yeah, I work for this company, and this is my boss, my contact, and da-da-da. And let me see if I can find you, and then they figure out who the heck I am, then they can get someone to come get me, and they have to call them back to unlock the door to let me in. Fun. Interesting. Already choose Gotham News Network. That's why I'm doing the show early, by the way. Because I got to be up so little bit. ABC News Network, the Already Chewed Gum Network. Yeah. There's video from West Point, Kentucky back in 2017 that they and say it's Syrian fighting and all this stuff. And, you know, how, I mean, if you, one time I think she deleted it. Ocasio Cortez, her page demanded that we bring troops back and demanded that we do this and demanded that we do that. Wait a minute here. She wanted the troops out. Now she switched her story because Trump's actually taken it. All these people. We need to go to Syria. Now when Trump did what they wanted, and I'm like, well, that was a bad idea. I can't believe it. Why would he listen to us? Because Trump can't win. No matter what he does, no matter what he says. If he needs to, like, photo bomb when Nancy Pelosi says something, Trump needs to come out right then and there. Okay, I'm back now. I got disconnected, Lord help me. But I'm back on the live show, so Blog Talk, I apologize to all my listeners. I apologize. Holy shit. Yep, I do have the bandwidth, so I don't know what's going on. Trying to shut me down as always. I'm usually not on Blog Talk, but usually on, like, Facebook. You know, I'm so tired of this. It's Syria. It's a war zone. They've recounted that. Oh, well, we apologize. Apologize for what? You lied. You edited the video. It's not like it's like you really thought it was Syrian stuff. No, it's an edited video. The part that proves it's not from Syria is edited out. But, you know, these people, ABC already been chewed gum, network, and bullcrap, retarded, but they don't care. They don't care, though. ABC fails to fact check Hunter Biden's claim of not 1 cent from Chinese government deal. They don't care. They'll have no viewers. They don't care. If you haven't figured that out by now, they don't care. Not now, not ever. Even though Hunter Biden came out, I'm sorry, I can't believe, I didn't. No, you got busted, and that's what it is. You sounded like those people on To Catch a Predator with Chris. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and you're on To Catch a Predator. I wasn't doing anything, I swear, I wasn't. According to this chat here, buddy, and said that you were going to bonkity bonk the bonk bonk the bonk bonkity bonk 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 that little 12-year-old bonkity bonk. I didn't know she was 12. You ask, am I 12 years old? And the decoy replies, yes, I am. I'm 12 years old. I just turned 12. There's no grass in the field, so you can play ball. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Yeah. You'd be like going cha-ching if you hadn't gotten busted, but you got busted, and so you're like, oh, crap, now what do I do? Oh, we're draining the swamp, baby, one person at a time. And that's what you got to do. I mean, that's what we have to do in this country. I mean, if you can trust anyone in our government, if you can tell me how you can trust anyone in our government, I'll wait. If you can, I'll wait. I don't know how you can tell me you can trust anyone in our government. See, what these black people are starting to do, see, Trump is waking up the black people. They're starting to be like Rosa Parks and sit in the front of the bus. They're starting to get off that plantation. Screw sitting in the back of the bus. I was one of that because when I was in school, that was like the place to be. The furthest away from that bus driver that would get you in trouble. So you'd always want to sit in the back of the bus. But, you know, they're starting to wake up, man. Jim Crow laws, segregation, slavery. Yeah, they're starting to slowly get away from the plantation. Slowly get away. And that's a good thing. And that's what... It's like I told Black people, what did the Democrat Party ever do for you anyways? Oh, wait. I can tell you what the Democratic Party has done for me, the same thing as the Republican Party, not a damn thing. Trump has proven how worthless they are. And if you guys are out there, comment, like, hate, whatever. If you want me to know you're out there listening, watching on Block Talk Radio, thank you so much for tuning in, all you around the world. The last like 15 minutes or so getting to the Premier League news. So I'm going to get into that. But the Toilet Safety Administration, you know, they actually stopped a woman because she was hiding a ton of like 20 bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And they're so Flamin' Hot to explode. Well, they stopped her. And there's actually a good reason why this is, because I've dealt with this myself before the Toilet Safety Administration. Because, like, if you have, like, I had a power bar, and those power bars, they're the film, like it's like a metallic film, and you can't see through it with an x-ray. And since they can't see through it, who knows? It could have been, you could have drugs in there or something in there, like a weapon or something, and reseal it, you know, so for safety concerns, they were not being ridiculous in this actual case. Actually, I side with the Toilet Safety Administration. I actually had a legitimate reason Because like the some of the bags are like a foil bag. So that being the case inside there, you know, they can't X-ray, they can't see what's in there. So that's why they did what they did. So, I mean, I do it, but it's still it's just hilarious. The headline, you know, like woman gets stopped for flaming Cheetos. But I mean, when you watch these like drug sinks and you know how they smuggle stuff, and you know, it's amazing, just amazing. You know, some of the stuff that's gone on. But you know, of course, she was like, "Eh." I mean, they make it sound like it's like how they like they harassed her, but hey, it's a legitimate thing. It's not like, you know, they weren't like overly aggressive with her or anything, but at the same time, you know, I mean, if the one thing I didn't see is like, did she get him at the, hopefully she didn't buy him at the airport, because it'd be like $20 for a bag. I mean, like, has anyone at the airport seriously that has those stores bought anything? Yeah, $10 for a pack of chewing gum. Yeah, we think that's fair. That's what we charge in our country. Would you like a bologna sandwich? Yes, I would. That'll be $42. No, thank you. I'm not hungry. I swear, dude. But they have like the newsstand. Would you like the newspaper, sir? No, thank you. I don't want to. No, I got a phone now. I can find out for free. I don't have to spend $50 for a newspaper in an airport. But yeah, it's just crazy though, you know? That, like, now, like, because I know, like, with film, you have to put it in the thing so that the X-ray can't affect it. And, but at least there, like the power bar, I think I ate it. There you go, this is just a power bar. You know, I'm going to eat it now. You know? Yes, sir. Kids are lucky these day and age, because now when they go trick-or-treating, they can find, like, THC edibles, man. Man, who's going to take really high-end expensive, because CBD edibles are, I mean, THC edibles are not cheap. I know CBD edibles are ridiculous, like $5 a gummy. I mean, who's going to sit there and hand out that, man? Unless you're making them yourself. Holy cow, man, they're not cheap, man. But there weren't parents about that. And that's, I mean, now, if you're doing that, because I'm a cannabisseur, I'm a huge cannabis supporter, I understand, I get it for like an adult, you know, or like for medication, you know, like with like having an expert dose it for a child because they have MS or they have autism or some major issue that needs it, but when you're sitting there and you know you're giving out tea, it's not like, well, I didn't know this was. I went to a smoke shop. I didn't, who would have known they would have had, I thought this was real candy. Okay. Oh, it says Nugtella. Oh. Lord help you. But anywho, a World War II veteran in Texas who asked for 100 birthday cards, you know, received 100,000. There was a girl in New York that, for like her one birthday, all she wanted was like some cards, and it got to be so many that there was like 2 postal trucks going up a day, loaded with cards and stuff, so much where she started giving them away. Now I wonder if the card I gave her went to someone else when it was meant for her. I put my heart and soul into that car just for that one girl, and then probably someone else got it. But it's just amazing. And you want to know the government involvement in that one? Zero. Zero. Yeah. The government, if they got involved in this, the guy wouldn't have gotten any cars and gotten the bill.
Just a little. You know, just a little bill.
Well, we allocated $100 million to get him a card, and somehow that money disappeared. We don't know what happened to it. But hey, that's just where we live in, folks. The government, they're just so amazing because they do just so much. You know, there's the government's about as honest as Hunter Biden. In retrospect, I should have not gotten caught.
Maybe in retrospect, your dad shouldn't have been sitting there. Oh yeah, I got that prosecutor fired. Whether or not he worked for that company
or
and
not.
He had no experience, had nothing. Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem because, like all these companies, like the NFL and NBA and all this stuff, where's 99.9% of their stuff made? China. So they have to support them. They have to back them. They have to be by them. They can't, like, there's a country that they get 90% of their goods from, but then they need to. They need to stand up and say, hey, let's bring back the hats.
I don't know if it was Kennedy or Rush today. But, like, China, the state-run news.
In the media, state-run media.
Yeah. Basically made it seem like they're like a 1 billion people, 1.5 million people mad at the NBA because of one person's little tweet. So who do you think the NBA is going to side with? China.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Of course. Of course they are. You know, imagine if this was any conservative. Governor Andrew Cuomo drops the N-word Tuesday during a radio interview.
I did not hear that.
No, yeah. He drops the N-word, and, like, they don't care. It's like, mm-hmm. Like
who was being interviewed, or who interviewed?
Andrew Cuomo. Yeah, it's...
Who was he calling that?
Oh, you got a... Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday, he was the N-word during a radio interview where he quoted the New York Times op-ed on discrimination against Italian Americans.
Oh, give me a break.
How Italians became white.
Maybe because they are. I mean, I'm
okay there, Fredo.
You have some Polish in you. Your mom has very olive skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
You know Steve and Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Steve has very olive skin tone. Sarah, my niece, has very olive skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That does not make them black. I'm sorry. It does
what
not make
there,
them
Fredo?
Green. It does not make them green.
See, Como's just pissed because he was one of the few people that took off the name tag that said to New York, so he wasn't called Tony.
He was called Fredo.
He was called, what's up there, Fredo? His name is Fredo. Oh,
what?
He's just got a complaint. He's just
love
trying
to meet him. That's one person I'd love to meet. Hey, listen, little Fredo. You're going to talk to me about being discriminated against, about being teased? Really? Come on, Fredo, bring it. Come on. I'm waiting. Because I can knuckle punch you right in the sack, buddy. Come on. Come on. Or I can jump. White women can jump, especially short ones. That's what I learned to do. Ask my almost 6-foot-tall brothers. Come on, Fredo.
Oh, that's funny. But I think he's just trying to get part of. He's just trying to be a part of it, right? Well, I'm gonna be.
Exactly.
Well, if blacks can claim discrimination, so can I.
Exactly.
Oh, it is. Oh well, but that's the truth, folks. That's what's really going on here with Alfredo. But I want to get in. I mean, you see how Cheech Martin looks. You see how Tommy Chong looked. They've smoked probably 100 million pounds every day of their life. Arkansas woman arrested on drug charges claims brother fed her meth sandwich. Maybe she was born with it. Maybe it's methamphetamine. I mean, these two look like but like even worse. They look like mentally retarded redneck people that have like haven't bathed in months. But he made me a sandwich with meth in it, and that's why there's paraphernalia in my car. See, I didn't do meth. Now, my husband over there, man, he's the one that made me a sandwich. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna smack you in the back of the head. Pin it out.
Man, I don't do drugs. I don't, man. I have no taste, but I don't do drugs, man. They're not good for you. It's like, remember that lady, I think it was in Florida, that claimed that the wind blew the cocaine in her bag? It had to have been the wind. See, what happened is I scared this guy, and all of a sudden this kilo of cocaine comes flying out of his hands and lands right here in my car.
I tell you what, you wouldn't laugh, too. Watch Cops or watch Live PD.
Hilarious. It is. It's funny, though. It is. But, like, you know, Casper the Friendly Ghost, you know, that fake whistleblower that doesn't exist. It's not real. You know, Donald Trump is going to Adam Schiff. Yeah, okay, that whistleblower, he needs to testify. I demand that whistleblower bring them forward. Oh. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do now because there's no whistleblower. It was all made up, just like this Russia collusion. It's all bullcrap. But, you know, they want to make up crap. I always wondered if Joe Biden ever sniffed his son's hair. Inquiring minds want to know. The reason why I bring that up is there's a photo on Breitbart that has like Joe Biden and his son, and it kind of looks like his son leaning into his dad smelling his hair. Oh. But I'm going to get into this because the California. You know, we got. Remember, I did a story about iTunes numbers and about how, you know, if you come up and you pick berries or you pick like apples and you're a migrant and they give you an iTunes so you can pay your taxes, and then they found out in Indianapolis where people were claiming 60 and 70 kids, hypothetically, but like 5 and 6 and 7, and some of them were claimed like 10 times. Well, the California governor, Gavin Newsom, has signed a bill to end lunch shaming. Now, sounds like a great idea. You don't have enough money in your account, they can't lunch shame you. Well, they can't lunch shame you. Sounds, I'm glad he passed it, aren't you? Congratulations. We're going to do a thing on the conversation called the Stupidity Award. And that's going to go to anyone in California that puts one dime in their kids' lunch account for school. Who in their right mind, after this law being passed...
Okay, wait a minute. I was just in the bathroom. You said rate shame, bank account rate, account rate, R-A-T-E, shame. He actually passed a bill.
That, like, if you're a school kid, they can't lunch shame you. If you have no money in your account in your school lunch,
okay.
They can't lunch shame you. And what I'm
great shame for their bank account.
No. What I'm talking about is
the
stupidity award would go to anyone that would put money in their bank account, in their school lunch account. Why would you? Because they can never lunch shame you. So if you don't have money in your account ever, they can never take and have you throw away your lunch. Who in their right mind would pay for their school lunch? Because you don't have to, because they can't shame you for not paying for it. If you don't have money in your account ever, you never put money in there, oh, I don't have money in my account, sorry, you can't shame me, I got to take them. Who's paying for the lunches? Who is paying for them now?
I don't know, nobody.
Oh, with all that free government stuff.
Yep.
What's crazy is when you see those pictures of California, you seen those where there's, you know, because they banned plastic straws, and there's like garbage everywhere, plastic needles everywhere, syringes, tents.
Cool.
Yeah, but thank God they banned plastic straws.
Right. This world is not making any sense anymore.
No, it don't. But I mean, when you have news networks that have finally given up on ratings and don't care and just make up stuff and edit videos and then claim that, oh, we didn't know. Of course.
Did you watch that video I put on the conversation yesterday about Project Veritas, about CNN?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this fact? Because I got to studying this. The person, the president, of the one with the Instagram, who has ordered, you know, all impeachment 24/7 on CNN.
Yeah.
Did you know that he was the producer of The Apprentice? He used to work with Donald Trump.
He has a personal vendetta.
Yeah. Because for some reason, well, when Trump got into politics, you know, he might have, if he would have went as a Democrat, he might have beat Hillary at the primary, if it wasn't rigged like it was against Bernie.
Yeah.
You know. Because, you know, he did have a lot of people in Hollywood that liked him until he went Republican.
I wish he would have ran as a Democrat but kept everything the way it is now. Like, wanting, because guess what? They would have been supporting of it because,
right.
You know, I mean, not change anything he said or done, just been a Democrat.
So, yeah, there's but bad blood between him and Trump.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how personal it was that they used to work together and stuff until I read.
Oh, yeah, wow.
He used to be one of the producers or the producer or the idea guy or something for the Apprentice.
That's a big thing that they have a problem with. Because they want to have, like, we got to make sure that this internet provider censors. They're trying to be like a state media.
Yep.
They're trying to tell you what they want you to know, not what you need to know, not the truth. And that's what it is. Oh, let me see here. I got about 25 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world on Blog Talk Radio and to anyone watching on Facebook Live. Don't forget to like and share, comment. Let me know you're out there because I can't tell. Also, I do have the PayPal link if you want to donate to the show, to anyone out there that wants to make this show bigger, better. Yeah, this stuff is not cheap, the equipment. But thank you so much for tuning in. It's just crazy, you know, because they don't know how to handle a president like Trump. It's like, okay, bring it. Okay, get that whistleblower. I want him to testify. Yep, okay. I want him to testify. Bring him. Oh, crap. It's kind of like when you, like, I'll see your bet and I'll raise you 50. And when you're bluffing and someone calls your bluff, I'm like, okay. And you're like, crap. He knows I don't have anything and he's just going to see how much am I willing to lose before I just fold. And he might not have anything either, but, you know. It's just nice to have a presence. It's like, bring it. Yeah, show me this. Oh, yeah. Bring this whistleblower out. Yeah, I want him to testify. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see this. I can't wait to see who they pretend to. Okay, sir, you're gonna be you're the whistleblower. What you did was, what's a whistleblower? They'll have some like old Democrat that then. They don't have anyone. It's gonna be funny to see what they try to do to get someone to pretend they're the whistleblower. It's just fun to watch Trump say whatever he does and just the liberal circus is like, what do we do? We can't win. The Democratic Party's like, it's a giant turd sandwich and we're all going to have to take a bite. It's just hilarious. It's just funny. I mean, it's, you finally got someone that has a backbone. It's like, bring it. I'm not caving. Bring it. Oh, I got to get it. This is interesting. Victoria's Secret features transgender model in New York City and London windows. Well, the one model that's there, you can obviously tell which one it is. It's not like, okay, there's four and you wouldn't know if they didn't say it. I mean, you can obviously, it's kind of like, why didn't they use Bruce Jenner? I mean, it is 100% obvious which is the one that is not born that way. If you're trans, I don't care what you do. I don't care what you believe, whatever. If you transgender, whatever, okay. It's just one of those things, though, you know what I mean? It's like, I thought they would have, when I first heard about this story, I was reading about it earlier on my break. I'm like, I thought like it'd be like where, because there's times where they have like models go down the runway or whatever, and like which one is gay, which one was born a man. So it's you know, it's like, okay, you know, but when you can, okay. It's like having like four light blue balls and having one dark blue. Well, wait a minute here. You know, there's obvious color difference to most people. And I'm not trying to dog on colorblind people. Please don't know. But it's just when you have four models, you can obviously go ding, 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 ding. She's a transgender one. You can tell she was born a man. You know, it's just one of those things. It's not bad. I mean, pretty soon they're just going to have like, you know, I have not the actual name. Brand. I have a utility kilt and I have like a wraparound, you know, black watch. And I love kilts, you know, and it's like, we're not transgender, it's just, it's what we wear. It's not a skirt, it's a kilt. Just like a t-shirt, it's only a blouse if you're wearing a bra. But, it's just one of those things, you know, that like I don't care I'll have my utility thing and I'll walk around.
Are they okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and I'll have like and I know where the thing. I mean, I've said this before many times. If I'm getting dressed and I accidentally have the window cracked and someone sees me naked, that's my fault. If you stare for a half an hour, that's your problem. You know, I didn't mean to. But it's just one of those things, you know, that like, I don't know, like people sometimes like, oh my God, they're pushing. Like, but then once they realize what it is, like, okay, no big deal. It's not like they go, oh, what's up, buddy? They don't do that kind of thing. And I'm not offending. I'm not trying to see on this show. I'm not PC. I'm just C. I'm just correct. I'm not politically correct. I'm just correct. I call it like I see it. Sorry, Baltimore is a crap hole. It's a third world nation. It's trash. Clean it up, fix it up.
Yeah, it's
buzzing
now that they've cleaned it up.
Yeah, clean it up and keep cleaning it up and keep fixing it. South Chicago is a dump heap. Fix it up, clean it up. Guess what? We'll be able to call it great things. I would love to be able to say, hey, guess what, folks? You will not believe this. We built 5 new homes. 4 businesses are coming to South Chicago. No, what do we have to say? Okay, 45 black people were killed in South Chicago. Why aren't they reporting on that? 21 black people were killed in South Chicago. Why aren't we reporting on that? Oh, it's black on black, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
If it was white on black, oh my God, can you believe it? This white guy killed this black guy. It's racism. Oh, but 75 black people get killed every second in this world, and no one cares about it because it was another black person that did it. Because that life didn't matter. It's just one of those things, you know. People don't get that. It's this world we live in. Okay. Trump sucks. Why does he suck? Oh, I know why he sucks. Because he's made unemployment low for blacks, for Hispanics. You know what? See, okay. Oh, well, that's because of Obama. Okay. I'm the world champion basketball coach of the Seattle Supersonics. If I resign, we're world champions under me. If the next coach that comes in tanks the team, then the coach can't say, well, guess what? Guess what? We're champions thanks to no. If he keeps it going, he can say, hey, look, this coach won a championship for him. When I took over the team, I continued the success, and I won NBA titles. But that's not the case. You know, Obama, you can give Obama all the credit you want. So what? Trump would have to keep it going. See, trying to give Obama credit is their way of saying that the economy's doing great, but it couldn't have been Trump's fault. Trump couldn't have been the reason why this country's doing great. Because at least they're admitting that he's doing great. You know, see, they're able to say, Look at how this economy is doing great because of all the things Obama passed.
I don't want to interrupt, but I have a question.
Yeah.
You finally heard from Hunter Biden after how long? What's
yeah.
Obama saying? You know what? I gave Biden that job. Everything was. I wasn't trying to investigate Trump when he was a candidate or obstruct him, his presidency, and everything was above and above board. Where's Obama? He hasn't said a word in all this for Biden.
Yeah,
he hasn't come forward and said anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's what's... There's a lot of people that think that they're trying to, like, they have somebody in mind for the presidency that they, this is a person that they're going to do everything they can to rig the election and ensure they get in, and he's not it.
Well, okay, is it Michelle? Michelle has come flat out and said, no, she's not running. She doesn't,
no.
She didn't like being first lady or first man, whatever way you want to go.
Yeah.
That she doesn't want to be the first transgender, I mean the first woman president, whatever way you want to go. So,
they should.
What if it is someone like an Oprah Winfrey that they're going to get in behind that? Because Elizabeth Warren thinks she has it. But
yeah.
I don't see her beating Trump.
No.
I don't even think they think she can beat Trump.
I don't think, yeah. I think they want to try to find someone that I mean Trump has won the presidency.
And
I don't know how.
I don't know what Hillary's been smoking. I might want a little bit of it because she thinks she can beat him again.
Again, she didn't beat him the first time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, the genius.
But here's my question: do you think they figured out the glitch of why she lost, and now they figured out how to make sure that that doesn't happen again? They figured out what went wrong with the rigging of it?
I've been trying to contemplate that, like, okay. They know none of the candidates so far. Just look at don't worry about the polling. Okay. If you want to believe, if they're stupid enough to believe the polling, okay, whatever. I don't think they're that stupid. Could be wrong. Okay, could be wrong. But look at the rallies compared to what they, other people, bring in.
I want to thank
Warren hasn't even filled a stadium, and all of her rallies put together wouldn't fill a stadium.
I'm Elizabeth Warren, and I want to thank you for coming. We're gonna have to we're gonna have to make something up.
If it is, I mean, what? Who? Who?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the next play is gonna be?
You wonder if Michelle is really honestly wanting to do it, but she's going to like, no, I don't want to do this. What if Oprah under the table is like, yeah.
See, that's the thing, though. Michelle has always been straight up. I mean, she's always been.
Like, you believe what she says.
Kind of.
To
Oprah. She came straight out and said, look, I wasn't proud of this country until he ran for president.
Yeah.
You know.
You may not agree with her, but she was like, hey, this is what I think.
Right.
Yeah. I mean.
I mean.
Nothing.
I don't know any of her outright lies.
Yeah.
That.
Would make me think.
I can think of right now.
That would make me think, at least from what. I mean,
I would think that if she was maybe contemplating a 2020 run. She wouldn't come out and vehemently say no. She might say,
I'll consider it, but.
Or I'm not giving it any thought, or we're not there yet, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't even thought about it. I just don't know. I mean, unless she's, I don't know.
Well,
I just don't know.
Yeah. Well, there's a country that had some luck in it. Just recently, because Ireland has recently now legalized medical cannabis. So now, while you got your Bodrum drum out there and you're, you can be all like, you know, that's one thing I hate because, like, you know, this right here, this is 20 ounces of Everclear and I'm going to drink it in one big gulp. No one cares, but they take a little tiny piece of a joint and they go, don't inhale. Oh my God, he had a joint. Oh my God, he needs to be in prison. Then you just execute him, firing squad, on national TV. I would support a child molester over you, mister, because you picked up you handle the devil's less. I want to get into Manchester United. And yes, Actually, I have weekends off, and 11:30 on Sunday, Manchester United takes on Liverpool, and since I'm going to be at church, I think it's God's way of saying, yeah, I'm saving you from the disaster of the match. I truly, that, if that's not a sign from God, I don't know what it is, because we're...
Really? You think?
I think. Because it's like, I mean, it's happening when... It's happening. We'll watch state. I'll be like, you got to be kidding me. Oh, well. But, you know, but it's just one. I mean, Eric Van der Sar, I think, wants to, in the future, be. He's an amazing director of football. And like I've said before, guess what, folks? He's a legend that's actually good at what they would make him be. It's not like David Beckham that would. Okay, come back to the club. If he wants to be a publicity person and be out there and get your photo taken with David Beckham, okay, that'd be great. But, like, Eric Van der Sar is a legend, but also he's an amazing director of football at Ajax, and he would do the same thing at United. He is dominant. And if he didn't come to United to do it, let me tell you, there'd be many clubs like... Real Madrid would line up to take him. Barcelona, with any club, would be honored to have. He is amazing what he's doing at Ajax. And, you know, there's talk of 38-year-old Zlatan Ibrahimovic possibly coming back in January. We need to think of the future, not a little short-term fix. And would he even be a fix? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. One of the big things I feel when it comes to this club is if you look at it from this standpoint at Manchester United, everyone, I think, would like there was a thing on the thing, like, would you take Zlatan Ibrahimovic at United? And I don't know.
I just don't. And actually, statistically, De Gea is having a better season than that.
I'm one of those people that, when you look at it from this standpoint, you take. I want to get owners in here that want to run the club, that want success.
Over the last 4 years,
that are fans. I don't know. I want to get some owners that want this club to succeed. I don't know. I just don't see. I mean, is like, I think if
Jordan Finley says, Mark, you're massive in
Finland. If you look at like in December, if Ollie's still there in December, he'll be there till the end. They need to back him. They need to give him, but he also has to have the tactics. If he keeps playing the crap football we're playing now with no chances.
Let's look at it from a Glazers point of view. Is Latan a shirt seller?
I don't know. Like, well, because that's one of the big things is as you look at this club, there's talk of looking into Mandzukic. Well, if I had a choice between Mandzukic or Zlatan Ibrahimovic, I'd take Mandzukic any day. He's 40. What has he got? Maybe a year left, and he's near the end of his career. They talk about Zlatan, and yeah, he'd be almost like a leader and a coach, and kind of like a, you know, we need to we need we need a player on the pitch that's going to do this. We need a player on the pitch that's like, hey, you're in United's territory. You're at Old Trafford. Bring it. I ripped my heart out and I put my jersey on. The only way my heart's going back in is if someone's injured and I'm going to be there praying for them. As soon as I know they're okay, my heart's getting ripped right back out. We're going to, you know. Where is that? Where is that heart and where's that drive? There isn't. But then, I mean, there's so many problems. We don't have a director of football. Ollie wasn't giving the players he was. I think it's a little bit of everything. I think if you did a pie chart and you sat there and you went like this, okay, 25% Ollie's fault for the tactics and the way they play the game. 25% for the transfers and not getting enough players. You know, 35% because the players don't try hard on the pitch. And you can just go down the list. And it's not one thing. The Glazers suck. We need to get someone in here that wants this team to be successful. And I don't see that. And it's not one thing. I mean, because the one question I ask myself all the time is if you got Zlatan Abramovich or you got Mandzukic or whoever you got, if Zinedine Zidane came in, would we be in the same situation? Or would he be like, okay, I'll take over the club, but okay, this is what you're going to spend. I want $300 million, and this is who I want to get. You will get these players. We will get, I guarantee you. You wonder if they had talks with people like that, and this is what they demanded, and it never came to fruition. Well, hey, we're not going to spend that kind of money, man. We're cheap. Dude, we're Jewish owners from the United States. But, I mean, something's got to give. Because you can't just say, okay, well, you know, it's multiple factors. I think it's no director of football. It's Ed Woodward. It's the Glazers. It's Ollie. It's the players. It's everyone. I mean, Ollie can stick up to the Glazers and say, hey, this is what it's going to, hey, I'm doing.
And then they could fire him.
Oh, yeah, and then we'll be in the same dang situation. I don't think, even if we would have gotten Zlatan Abramovic in, or we get Mandzukic, no matter who the heck it is, even if they said, okay, Zinedine Zidane's the new manager, I think he would still struggle. I don't even know if he'd take the job. Klopp in 2015 turned it down. He went to Liverpool. What does that tell you? I think it speaks volumes.
I think it's the owner.
I don't think they care about the club. It's like, okay, yeah, we're Liverpool fans, and we're going to run a club so we can have them tank so Liverpool can win. I don't know. But like I said, I think it's the pie chart. I think you could divide it up and, you know, got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. I want to thank you so much for being a part of this. And if you live in Michigan or Colorado, adults, go out there and trick-or-treat and see what you can get your kids stuff. Heck,
not
until we can. Well, at least go through your kids' stuff and hopefully you keep the stuff. Oh my God, we found this in the kids' bag. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Thursday at 6, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.